Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I can't even tell you how many people reached out to me yesterday and sent me messages, and I saw more on Facebook this morning in regards to the whole taking your underpants off with the swimsuit yesterday. And you, that was just a topic we had not planned for at all, but it just kind of took off. And
it did.
We learned that Katie takes her underwear off when she puts her swimsuits on at TJ Maxx, trying things on.
Hold up. I need to
clarify.
No. I want to clarify that in my life, I've only tried on swimsuits like 3 times.
Yeah.
In my life.
3 times she took her underwear off.
And most of the time I buy that swimsuit. So,
well, a lot of ladies wrote in.
I know
a lot of
ladies. I know.
As you saw them too. Shocked.
Exactly. I got a lot.
By your disgusting behavior.
My daughter yelled at me.
Well, I was going to ask you that because when I left the station yesterday, I started thinking, and I know your daughter, baby Nana, listens to the show, and she's got a lot of friends that listen to the show.
Yeah.
And I felt a little bad driving away yesterday thinking, man, we kind of put you on blast yesterday.
Yeah.
And your poor daughter had to listen to all that. Did she call you? Did her friends hear it?
Oh, she was mad.
Was she mad?
Mom, people I work with know now.
Yeah. I thought she was a little upset
with me. And, you know, part of it is she's like, I can't believe you're just out there living life as an adult sometimes. Like, when that comes from your kid, you're like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. You know, I get by pretty okay for the most part. But, again, I don't go swimsuit shopping a whole lot. I haven't been comfortable with myself for a long time to be able to go bikini shopping, especially.
So you're like, so I'm going to take my underwear off and do some shopping.
And this year, I finally got the gumption. I got the nerve. I've been working out. I've been running a lot. And so I was like, I got this. And then I did it wrong.
Well, your poor daughter.
Which
actually, since we're talking about her, here we go.
Oh.
Baby, nah, nah. Hey, hey, hey. Baby, nah.
Yeah, but you know what?
I feel bad that she has to listen to all this.
Sometimes she thinks she knows everything, though, and I have to put her in her place.
Well, she's 20-something years old. All 20-somethings are like that.
They sure do. Okay, so the other day, she tells me, she was just like, Mom, you know what? Because she's really into vinyl, right? She loves listening to things on vinyl. She has a vinyl collection. And she said, she's like, there's these new little records, and I love them. And I was like, wait a second. Wait a minute. What do you mean by little records? And she's like, well, it's like a record, like a vinyl.
But they're small.
But it's small, and it's so cute. And she thought her generation came up with the little records.
Little 45?
I was like, no. This is such an old person thing already, and you guys are bringing it back, and that's fine if you want to bring something back and make it new and, you know, trendy again. But don't claim it as if you all invented it. And so that got me going. And then I was telling her how I was just like, yeah, in the morning I'll usually throw my clothes in the dryer to get them unwrinkled. Like, that's always my process. And she's like, oh, because I taught you that, huh? Remember, I taught you that. And I'm like, taught you that. I've been lazy ironing my clothes
Katie's had a dryer since 76.
I know. I'm like, this has been a thing. It's entire existence of dryers. People have been lazy ironing their clothes. She was convinced she taught me to put her clothes in the dryer to unwrinkle them.
Did you tell her to shut up?
I absolutely told her to shut up in that moment. I was like, you did not invent this. This was not your thing. But yeah, they think they know everything at this age. So when she was coming at me for the swimsuit thing, I was just like, listen, we all learn, like, you know, at our own pace. And maybe if I'm just a little behind
on
the swimsuit thing, it's fine. But, yeah, man, she was on one yesterday, too,
because
she was hungry and tired. And so she thinks she could come at me a certain way.
Mom, I'm hangry.
I don't know if your kids do that. If they still think that they can, like...
No, they're not to that point yet.
They're not there yet.
No.
Boy, when they get there and they know that there are no, like, you know, like, she doesn't have to get grounded or punished when she speaks to me a certain way.
She starts sassing off.
Holy moly, wode. I was like, who are you talking to?
Hey, Josh, out of curiosity, did you know that they had small records?
Yes, they have small records as one song A and B side, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, did you just Google?
No.
Check his search history.
I promise. Check it right now, Katie.
Check it. I just got a note from my wife that I got to pick up my daughter today from cheer camp with about 6 of her friends.
Oh, yay.
Oh, Lord, help me.
Yeah.
Lord, help me. No. I don't want to do that.
I bet they're all fired up.
They are so
cheer camp.
Fired up and chatty.
Yeah.
And I just sit there quietly and drive them all home.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
You don't say anything?
No, I just shut up.
Really? You?
Yeah. What am I? I'm not going to.
No,
did you
I
see
thought
the,
for
the
sure.
Did you see on TikTok?
No, yeah, I didn't. No, I sure didn't.
Don't talk to me.
Please don't talk to me. Let me just get you home. Get out of the car. Oh, my God. All right, guys, I'm going to read you an email that came in, and we want you to sound off about this. So here's our number, 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Love your calls and comments. This one came in from Dave. He sent it to my Instagram. He goes, hey, Jer, my wife and I went into one of the dumbest arguments this past weekend. Somehow it turned into a full debate that you guys might want to use for your show. Like, okay, you hooked me, Dave. So he says, we were invited to a big neighborhood block party. A few years ago, I would have been excited about it. There was some food trucks coming in. My buddy's got a band, so live music. We're hanging out with a bunch of people. But this time, all I could think about was how nice it would be to stay home, order takeout, sit on my deck, and be in bed by 9:30. Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty dreamy.
Right, yeah, all of us. Oh, sounds
oh, funny. Yeah. When I told my wife that block parties have completely lost their appeal to me, she looked at me like I had just announced I was ready for the retirement home. She said I'm becoming boring and that nobody in their 40s should be excited about staying home on a Saturday night. Oh, au contraire, my friend. I disagree. I told her it's not that I'm boring. It's just that I've learned that I actually enjoy like being by myself and not around a bunch of people. I don't like small talk. It just doesn't sound fun anymore. Now she's telling all of her friends that I've officially become an old man, and fortunately, most of them seem to agree with her. So I'm curious, am I alone here? What has completely lost its appeal as you've gotten older? Would love to hear your comments. And that's from Dave. Well, thank you, Dave, for writing in. And again, if you ever want to reach out to us, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Instagram and Facebook. I get it. I totally get it. So, first things first, phone lines are open. What's lost its appeal now that you've gotten older? We want to hear from you. 303-691-1649. Call right now. What do you think about Dave's situation here?
Yeah.
I mean, with him.
That's the thing. We have to be in bed so early. So these things, since I started doing this show, appeal to me a lot more because we're in bed so early. But I think that you're also saving a lot of money, right? Like, there's so many good things about it. So, I don't know.
And you feel good the next day because you haven't been drinking so much. You're not annoyed because a neighbor said something to you and you felt disrespected. You don't have to do the small talk with John down the street and hear him bragging about his lawn.
Yeah.
Like, you just, as you get older, you don't have time for all that crap.
Well, and let's be honest. The longer you hang out in a situation like that, the more chance things will go sideways.
Yeah, you can have a neighborhood affair.
Exactly. Well, wow. Someone's going to do something crazy, jump up on that picnic table and all of a sudden,
it could be you too doing
talking
that.
About you know what happened there. So,
what Dave did
exactly. So it's. I think you're avoiding a lot of bad things when you don't do things like that.
Dave, buddy, we're kind of on your side. We get it. Socializing and doing that kind of stuff has kind of lost its appeal. Sometimes I'm in the mood for it, but generally I think I'm getting to the point where I want to be in bed early and whatever. If it makes you sound old, whatever, dude. But that does open up the conversation. What has lost its appeal now that you're getting older? We want your calls and comments. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. That'll get you on the air with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. We're talking about the things that have just kind of lost their appeal as you've gotten older. You just ain't nobody got time for that moment. Mm-hmm. What's yours, Katie? Or do you have any you want to read?
Yeah, no, mine, I have definitely outgrown amusement park rides. Like, when I was younger, man, I would run up to the Mind Racer. Like, no tilt-a-whirl stood a chance. But now you can find me at the teacups. Like,
yeah, okay.
That's where I something will be hanging gentle? Out. Something gentle. It makes me throw up. Like, too much movement will make me just hurl all
Nobody
over
wants
everything.
That.
Nobody
for
wants
God's
that.
Sakes.
So I've definitely outgrown it. That's something as I got older, I'm like, I don't have any time for throw up.
Yeah. Somebody wrote in and says fireworks. She says, I can enjoy them for about 2.5 minutes, then I'm out. As I get older, I don't have time for fireworks anymore. I'm kind of with you. Especially with 4th of July coming up, you're like, eh. Once you're 2-3 minutes in, you're like, all right, let's wrap it up. Sarah wrote in and said, I'm over owning the newest phone.
Oh, yes.
I'm not paying more for a phone that does essentially the same thing. Maybe you get a better camera. She's like, my old iPhone 14 works just fine. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Hi, Will.
Hey.
Hey. Well, Will, now that you're older, what just has lost its appeal, buddy?
I've gotten tired of staying out and drinking all night. You feel awful the next day. You didn't get any good sleep. You know, you had a good night, but at what cost?
Yeah, it does take you 2 or 3 days to recover anymore.
Absolutely.
You know what I did the other night, Will? We went, I'm a very avid golfer. We went golfing.
Shut up. He went to Top Golf, Will.
Yeah. I'm a golfer.
Oh, that makes more sense now.
Yeah. I love golfing. So we went to Top Golf. You know what I had? I had 3 beers there. But they were the Michelob Ultra Zeros with zero alcohol in them.
Oh.
And you know what?
Well,
tasty.
Really?
Yeah, buddy.
Even he can't believe it. He's like, really?
I can't believe it, Jerry. He's still shocked that I'm a professional golfer. But yeah,
honestly, I'm speechless here.
I had a hankering for a beer, okay? I just like the taste of a beer. And we had some junk food with it, so it's like you need a beer to wash some of this down. And I was like, I don't want to drink. And I got to drive all the way home. I'm going to try some non-alcoholic beer.
And
it was fantastic.
It. Okay.
So you got to satisfy the craving of having a beer, but you felt fantastic the next day.
Yeah.
Highly recommend it.
That days-long hangover, though, that was it.
Oh, worst.
Y'all know I haven't drank in years, but that was a big part, is it takes you so long to recover, and at what cost?
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
I know,
it?
Right,
is
in your
it
poor
worth
liver.
It? I know.
What has lost its appeal now that you're getting older? 303-691-1649. Steve wrote in and said, huge restaurant menus. Just
Wait.
Give me a one-page simple menu. This guy's not going to the Cheesecake Factory.
Steve, who hurt you? No, you need the big menus with all this stuff. So many choices. Oh,
yeah.
I don't know why that's in there.
I get it, though. Like, you sit down at some of these places, and it's a book, and you're like, I don't need 70 choices.
Oh, no, I do.
Because then it's analysis paralysis. You have no idea what to order because there's just too much stuff.
That's why In-N-Out has so much appeal, Katie.
I know.
Three options.
I like to pregame burger, that menu fries. Before I even get there. I've read it over like 3 or 4 times. Just getting excited for what I'm going to order. So
Janelle
I'm not
wrote
in that camp.
Janelle wrote in and said, now that I'm older, I hate surprise parties. I appreciate the thought. But please do not jump out and scare me for my birthday. Yeah, surprise parties are stupid.
Yeah,
they're
that's
really
a little
stupid.
Silly.
Midnight movie premieres came in on the text line. Luxury cars. Now that I'm older, I don't find luxury cars appealing.
The way cars depreciate, like
yeah,
that's
what they said. They said, "Why throw your money away? A Nissan works just fine for me." Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I've had a couple Corvettes. And when I sold my last one, you know how many people were like, Jared, do you miss it? I do not think about that car for a second.
Really?
Not a second. It was so nice to get rid of it because there's this stigma. People look at you different. People ride your butt. They, you know, they park extra close to you too because, you know, they think, you know, oh, luxury guy here.
Yeah.
I do not miss driving that car at all. Hi, Dave.
Hey.
Hey. So now that you're old, Dave, what's lost its appeal?
I've got Bronco season tickets, and I am not going to any games where it's going to be cold or a lot of times even the night games.
Yes.
Yes. Going
Dave.
To stadiums like that in general, like Mile High, where it's so many, and trying to find parking and just trying to get in. Lost its appeal.
Yes.
100%.
I think even just the fandom, right, Dave? Like, you put so much of your emotional availability into your sports team a lot when you're younger, especially. And then as you get older, you're like, I don't want to ruin my Monday because of something that happened on Sunday. You know, I just don't want to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But you
still have season tickets? You're still paying for them?
I do, but I have a son who loves to go. I mean, he's almost 30, so he loves to go. He usually goes with me, and if it's going to be cold or if it's going to be a night game, one of his friends gets a free ticket.
So smart.
There you go.
Great.
Yeah, pass
That's
it on
really
to
good.
The next one.
Dave, we appreciate you sending off, man. Have a great Wednesday.
All right, thanks. You too.
Bye.
Bye, Dave.
You know what's lost its appeal now that I've gotten older is roundabouts.
I love roundabouts.
I like a good roundabout.
I love them.
Just give me a stop sign.
In that camp where I'm just like, I like I feel like it's fun. I'm like, wee!
You close your eyes?
I say wee.
You said you
close
your eyes.
I don't close my eyes, but I do think it's fun. Yeah.
I don't know. Josh, can you participate? What are you, 29?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm a little bit older than that. I think the thing that's the funniest to me that
What's that?
Completely lost its appeal for is texting. I mean, I grew up in the texting generation, but now that there's voice to text, I consistently do that way more than using my thumbs.
Yeah.
Like, I'll still text message. That's fine, whatever. But it's funny because I hate phone calls now. Like, I used to talk to my friends all the time on the phones. You know, we would plan things, do whatever, talk to my girlfriend.
Well, we know that you don't like phone calls.
I can't stand them. I can't stand them now.
Oh, I want to tell so many stories. I don't want to make you mad.
What happened?
Just like when we have you call somebody, it's like the most confusing process in the world, with all due respect. For you.
I could see that.
For you.
I could
you
see
know
that.
I'm right.
I could see that.
They were like, hey, Josh, go call this winner. And he's in there for like 10 minutes trying to figure it out.
Well, the buttons confuse me, Jeremy.
And I'm not even joking.
The buttons confuse me.
I'm not trying to be mean, but it's like, no, it's like Katie and I are like, he's never used a phone before.
He's like, can I just text them?
Please?
They'll probably
and
answer better.
The last time, like, you were in there for probably 15 minutes trying to get a hold of somebody. And I picked up the phone in here, and I called the number, and I had him on the phone within 30 seconds.
It's not my fault she didn't answer. It's not my fault. She didn't answer.
Both Katie and I were like, he has just never used a phone before. What is this hold music? I don't get it.